Ikasuri Jinja. In the financial district of Osaka, surrounded by office towers and traffic, sits a small shrine that has watched over homes for 1500 years. The deity here, in old understanding, is the spirit of the dwelling itself, the well, the foundation, the floor, the doorway. Anything related to the place where a person lives. The earliest written records mention this shrine as a place where the imperial court would pray when building a new palace, when moving a household, when establishing the foundation of a settlement. In modern Osaka, the shrine retains its function. Architects come here. Real estate developers. Construction company executives. Couples about to move into new apartments. Anyone whose life involves the question of where, exactly, they will live. Walking into the courtyard, the shift is immediate. 10 seconds before, you were on a six-lane road in central Osaka. Then a small vermilion gate, and you are standing on raked white gravel, surrounded by trees old enough to remember the days before this neighborhood was a city. A small carp pond sits beside the main hall. Water lilies float on the surface. Sometimes the carp move slowly, just under the lilies, in the kind of unhurried rhythm that old water always produces. Where you live shapes who you become. The shrine has known this for 1500 years. Stand by the pond. The city's noise is meters away, but somehow far. Some places are tiny pieces of stillness, kept available, in cities that forgot how.